up next here as they've had a run of four in a row, and they will host the Garden City Buffaloes on Friday, and then have two more home doubleheaders coming up next Tuesday with Ulysses and Thursday. Huguenin on Tuesday, Ulysses on Thursday. But you get the idea there. More league teams next week. Coach David Dirks joins us here to lead things off as we talk baseball. And Coach, how's things going?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, last week, Friday, you got the Ellis Railroaders. They had come in. They hadn't played in a while, and you were able to get a couple of wins, and a big 14-0 win in a kind of a shootout. I think it was 15-9 or something like that in the second game. But more importantly, you got a couple of wins and shuffled some things around in the lineup a little bit. You had to like what you saw from your team.
Yeah, we did. We moved a few guys around and just kind of changed a little bit of order. You know, we'd kind of gone with the same lineup for the most part the entire season, some small changes. Mm-hmm. And we at this point of the season, after the Goodland wins and going into Ellis, we thought it'd just be a good opportunity to see it at least in that doubleheader. And then, you know, if we liked what we saw, we'd go another doubleheader, and we'll just kind of, you know, evaluate after our next game. We got off to a good start hitting and pitching in game one against Ellis. And, you know, really game two, we did a good job. We had a few mistakes out there. But every inning, the guys were confident we could get it done at the plate, and we were able to do that in the long run of that game.
Well, it's one of those things where it's good to see some confidence build up, especially kind of that bottom lineup. I thought they've really kind of shelled out a little bit more at the plate here last few games and few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. I don't, you know, it's I think we're a tough out. Mm-hmm. You know, a baseball lineup it can be made up of a lot of different types of players and stuff like that. But we've got some guys that I think surprise people. You know, that are in different parts of our lineup, not our own fans or parents or own players, but the other teams. And you know, they can. There's really no weak contact when we get contact in that lineup. All the guys are hitting the ball hard. Sometimes it's right at someone, but. You know, we're not an easy out at any point.
Well, as you kind of look ahead here, it starts to get interesting, and it's going to be interesting how you're kind of able to kind of adjust your lineup, especially with the pitching with your Friday, Tuesday, Thursday to close out the season. But the nice thing is you're all at home here. You get Garden City on Friday, final non-league of the year. That's going to be a good test for you guys.
Yeah, it will be. You know, I think we've the last 2 years that we've played them, we've played well against them, so we're looking forward to the opportunity to play in a little bit bigger school, and you know, they're coming off a game as well earlier in the week, so you know, it should be a good matchup for us, and we can see what we can get done. As far as pitching goes, we've got a few things to kind of to work out as we as we go to that, and then also playing kind of later in the season, but before seeding, we don't exactly know if we're playing, you know, a Monday or Tuesday in regional. So we also kind of have to keep that in mind for that Thursday matchup against Ulysses, and making sure, you know, we don't squander pitches, you know, for regionals.
It's going to be interesting as well. I mean, it's not going to affect you, but maybe next year with how 3A is going to run regionals, they have to do their seeding already on Saturday because their regionals begin next Thursday.
Yeah. I really like that. I think it makes for a better tournament and a better overall outcome versus we never really had a travel issue with the back-to-backs, but I always thought, you know, when Hugoton was driving up to Colby on back-to-back nights, or actually I think when we had the regional up there, they stayed the night, you know, in Russell last year, making a long trip to Goodland, and doing that on back-to-back is tough to get a team rested and prepared. And it, you know, it gives an opportunity if you win in advance to kind of reevaluate and rest a little bit and prepare your kids a little bit better for that second day of competition. So I like what they're doing. You know, they're allowing us to play more games. So moving that seeding date up is kind of odd too, that, you know, but, that'll be what it'll be, I guess. And it was kind of, maybe there's a way we can change the seeding date for next year, but I like what they're doing, for us. And if we get back to 3A.
Absolutely. But it's hard to believe we're already talking a postseason here. Just goes so fast this, last 9 weeks of the school year.
Yeah, it really has. I think the last 3 weeks, have been really fast. It's, you know, we were having a discussion today, a kind of pre-practice talk, just about, you know, how many practices we have left in our regular season before we start preparing for postseason. And it's, you know, you can get them on one hand. So, and then we're preparing for postseason. So,
you betcha. Once again, Coach David Dirks joining us here talking baseball. And, Coach, once again, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you guys here Friday and then next week as well.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach David Dirks joining us here as we'll talk with Brooks Bailey, our junior here, joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Adam. How about yourself?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, it's been a good season for you. How do you feel like you've been playing overall?
You know, I feel like I've been playing pretty good overall. You know, I have my downs and I have my ups. You know, sometimes you get in drought out in the box, but you just got to find a way to choke up and get the ball in play.
Yeah, and that you have lately. And what's been kind of the approach to improve at the plate this year for you?
You know, I've really just gone up there and thinking, just try to get the ball in play and let's just go get a base hit.
You're the kind of one of the everyday outfielders. You've been in center, you've been in left. Have you been in right yet?
I have not.
Well, maybe one of these days. Huh? Have you talked to Coach about that?
I don't think I want to play right.
All right. Well, I know it's the biggest number nine on the lineup card, but you know,
I'm trying to get him to put me a pitcher, but he won't put me there for some reason.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll see. No, I gotta ask you about this. Watching some of your plays in the outfield, you kind of like jump up and make that catch or make it stylish. So what are you thinking about when that ball's coming up to you and you just kind of jump in the air to go make that catch?
Sometimes I don't have my feet all the way under me, so I kind of, if you jump up, you can get your feet back under you pretty easy. Or other times, it's just, I know I can get to it faster if I can jump up and get to it. Really nothing to it. It's just hustle plays.
All right. Well, that's good. It's entertaining to watch at times, but no, it's been fun, though. And what are you looking forward to the most as you close out this final six games of the regular season heading into regionals?
I'm just hoping to have a great time with the guys.
All right. Well, it's been a good one here, 9-5. And thanks again for joining me here, Brooks, and good luck to you coming up.
Yep. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Brooks Bailey joining us here. We get the senior Brady Welker up here next. And how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. And you've been kind of the ace of the pitching staff here this year. Didn't get to pitch against Ellis just because of the pitch count right at 105 against Goodland the game before. But how do you feel like things have been going for you this senior year?
Been going really well. Mm-hmm. Batting is, you know how that is. I've been getting walked a lot, just getting hit and not the best hitting, but I mean, I try to do what I can do. And then pitching's been really well. I've felt like I've done a lot better than what I thought I was going to. Just that Goodland game had a really good start. First six innings, came in that seventh, ended up giving them a couple base hits and just kind of went downhill on that. And then had my guys back me up there and won the game afterwards.
That was kind of a fun pitcher's duel, wasn't it? As a pitcher with you and Cole, I know you guys know each other for quite a while, but what a fun battle.
Yeah, it's always fun to go against Cole just because I know him personally and I get to play with him over the summer, and I won't have to face him anymore after that. I'll be able to play with him and just catch for him and see how good he really is over the summer.
Well, you finally got a homer. That had to be kind of nice.
Yes, it took too long, I feel like. Whenever I hit it, it felt really good to get that off my shoulders and finally get the first one out of the way.
We can also blame Mother Nature a little bit because it hasn't been the friendliest of seasons for that, just because of where the wind is and where you're playing at.
Yeah, no, it's wind's been terrible, but, I mean, just we've been winning, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters there. But what are you looking to kind of accomplish here as you move forward toward postseason?
Win out. I mean, we have a really good chance to go and take two from Garden Friday and then go get four league wins next week, and I feel like we can really go and do that and go get a pretty good seating in regional, and wherever we go play, even if it's a good team or not, we're all ready for the challenge.
Well, it should be a good challenge here as you get these final six games of the regular season, and you've had a good one so far, Brady, and thanks again for the time, and good luck to you guys coming up here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Adam.